no protests. So let's start then. I'm sorry to be a few minutes late. Let's start by where's Kola? We need Kola for the resolution. Nikolai, where are you? Okay, Kola, you take the floor, and let's get this done. So we're starting on the discussion of the draft resolution or the general considerations, and Kola's taking the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So it was the intensive discussion yesterday. Закрыто не надо трансляцию. And finally, it was decided that Peter, Michelle, and me, we should agree on some new modification. Actually, 2 points have been under intensive discussion. First one concerned the way to take decisions. And you remember then it was some people was not happy with simple majority of votes of all PSC members, as you see on the top. So the agreed proposal is that we change this sentence by yellow one. The PAC aims at consensus decisions. Basically, it is the modification. So I hope that it could be acceptable to everybody.
Is there acceptance?
Is anyone to comment?
Is there acceptance? Do any comments?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we go.
Okay.
Next point was, under discussion, was that is it useful or reasonable to make numeric estimate of projects? And some people said that is not helpful. Despite of the fact that it was mentioned as option, but still it is not good to have numerical estimation just written down in the regulations. So the proposal is to exclude this very last sentence, just exclude it. Also because we have heard yesterday and it is written down in regulations that PAC can each PAC can accept some specific way to of working, but it should be not written. So this is the second modification, which again I hope could be acceptable to everybody.
Any questions? Please.
I think after reflection, I'm certainly in favor of taking this sentence out, in spite of the fact that in many places numerical marks are given, but we should keep in mind that we have three different PACs, BACs, and then you would really need to have the same criteria, and this can be very delicate if different marks are given with different criteria in different packs, because there's one more reason to take it out, I think.
So the consensus is to leave that sentence out, is that correct? Okay, I see. Okay, please, Michel.
Me too, I have a second reflections. Could you come back to 3.7?
Yes.
So the PAC aims at consensus decisions. I will remove decisions. Again, because decisions belong to the management.
Okay, we could put probably recommendations. Recommendation is fine here, I believe.
Yeah. At consensus, and it's recommendations. So
remove
decisions.
Okay. Oh, sorry, this microphone is somehow, bad one.
So what's the final sentence then?
The PEC aims at consensus recommendations. No?
The PAC aims at consensus.
Yes.
And its recommendations are
okay, fine. Good. Yeah. We just take out this decision.
Take out the word decisions. Is that
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Yeah, agreement. Because decisions belong to the management.
Agreement on that? Okay, I see. No complaints. So we take out the word discussion. We take out decisions out of the text. Okay,
yes.
So that's done. Okay. Let's keep rolling, yeah?
Yeah, but that's all. Yeah.
Is that all? Any other comments? Christoph.
I have a short comment. It's not clear to me to whom I should send my proposal. On page 1.1.3, I read, these proposals are submitted for consideration to the PACs by the GINR Directorate. So I understand I should send my proposal to one of the directors. And then on page 2.3.3, I read, proposals prepared in accordance with the rules are submitted to the relevant PAC chairperson. So maybe we should just take the last sentence of the point 1.3, we should take it out. We'll just remove it. Or I understand it wrongly. I know. Maybe I...
Well, I have no objection if we remove it. We can do it.
I think that's a misunderstanding.
Or maybe, yeah, okay.
The directorate has to send the thing to the PAC chair.
So I am sending my proposal to one of the directors.
To the directorate.
But then point 3.3.
Then it's not easy to understand.
Are submitted by the directors,
yeah.
By the directorate to the relevant PAC chairperson. So we should add this, and then everything is consistent.
Let me comment. It's very important not to keep director out of this process, because sometimes it really happens so. Sometimes I get known about what was decision just reading slides. So it's have to be correctly formulated. So.
So what's the final formulation then?
I'm proposing to change then the point 3.3. By adding just one word. Proposals prepared in accordance with the rules for the preparation of projects at GINR are submitted by the directorate of the GINR to the relevant PAC chairperson.
Yeah. Sounds good, yeah? Agreed? Kola, agreed?
Yes.
Okay.
Agreed.
So we take that correction on board, yeah? Any other comments?
Make me. Please look at point 1.7. There was a number of suggestions, and during a few sessions of we discussed proposal to organize additional program advisory committees. For example, at this session we heard once again about proposal for have a committee for radiobiology and the committee for neutrino physics and neutrino astrophysics. So, but of course, up to now we were very reluctant to introduce new such committees because historically there were many proposals about theoretical physics separate, etc., etc. So, but somehow we have clarified that now we just count all these classical three program advisory committee for particle physics, nuclear physics and condensed matter physics, but maybe we somehow have to answer those proposals by just making more specific mandate of each program advisory committee. For example, where is neutrino astrophysics? Maybe so it would be first. So how to deal with that? I don't know, but not just to stop discussions about that, because we will receive new once again these proposals. So what to do? What's your advice?
If you allow me to comment.
My comment would be that the PACs are living committees, that is, with need they would, if a subject develops to the extent that a PAC is needed, we'll be able to form one. And here I think it's more important to have the relevant subjects within PACs and no overlap. Right? So we don't have theoretical physics in the two PACs if they are of the same nature. Okay? So that would mean that, say, for biology at this stage, we'd decide that we pool the biology into one of the existing PACs and see what happens. Michel?
Yeah, I think for the moment the rules are fine because there is a point 1.8 which stipulates that the further establishment or the cancellation of PACs is carried out by a joint decision of the GINR Directorate and the Scientific Council, which means that
we are not limited. Yeah,
we are not limited, and we can discuss that further.
Yeah. Any comments on the biological PACs? I think what this means in practice is that if experts in that area are proposed, then it's up to the given PAC to accept them in that field, and then we just see how things develop. Any comments? Do I then take it that the text has been approved by the council?
These corrections.
Okay, Kola, thank you very much. Then I think we've got the text.
Okay.
We've got the guidance, and I think all we need to do now is to simply put the corrections from this discussion.
Okay. Yes.
Into the text, and we're done. Okay. Thank you very much. So we are now at the draft resolution. And who is to give the? This is now with the floor now goes to the editorial board, right? And who will be ready to take charge?
I think we have the editing board.
Who's the head of the editing board?
You are.
Okay, so please take the floor and do the job.
Okay, so I'm reading now the first section of the draft resolution, which goes under the heading of general considerations.
Can we have that on the screen?
That would be nice. I don't know.
Is it possible technically to have the draft resolution on the screen? Hola. Who is it in charge of that?
They are doing.
Okay. We'd like to have the draft resolution on screen because it'll make it easier and quicker.
So I should start reading? Okay, so under general considerations, the Scientific Council takes note of the comprehensive report presented by JINR Director Viktor Matveyev, which concerns the decisions taken at the recent session of the Committee of Plant Potentiaries, November 2016, the scientific results produced in 2016, and the major events and activities of JINR and its international cooperation. The Scientific Council appreciates the approval by the Committee of the Plant Potentiaries of the 7-year plan for the development of JINR for 2017 to 2023, which will determine the strategy of JINR in the coming period and which will be updated on a yearly basis with the actual financial situation taken into account. The Scientific Council is pleased to note the establishment of a supervisory board of the NICA project, which is an important step taken after the recent signing of the agreement with the government of the Russian Federation on the construction and exploitation of the NICA complex of colliding beams of heavy ions. The Scientific Council recognizes the significant progress in implementing the priority prospects of the JINR scientific program and the high-quality organizational work being done by the JINR Directorate. The Scientific Council highly congratulates the Institute for the approval of the IUPAP and the IUPAC of the names of the new super heavy elements, Moscovium and Dognason, discovered at the Fairlove Laboratory of Nuclear Reactions, and looks forward to the celebrations of these important discoveries. The Scientific Council congratulates the JINR Directorate for the successful realization of the idea of an all-Russian open lesson on the NICA project on the 8th of February 2017. The Scientific Council supports the development of a long-range strategy for JINR beyond the approved seven-year plan, at least up to 2030. So this is end of section one.
I was wondering, this is an open, I mean, I'm suggesting this, this is not, I'm not enforcing it. In the sentence last but one, the Scientific Council congratulates, and it's about the open lesson. Should we suggest that this should be translated into English and made available to the wider public? Because that expression, that was felt in the council. Yep. And if there's agreement, we could put that in.
So could you kindly formulate exactly the addition? Give it to me, and we will add it in.
Is that accepted?
I think. No.
I mean, do we want that? First, do we want that addition?
Yes.
One comment. The Scientific Council congratulates the Institute for the approval of IUPAC, the new super heavy element Moscovium, Tennessine and Dognason.
I was very surprised to not see this.
English translation, of course, it would be welcome, so we will do that.
We discovered four anything plus one. Four plus one.
Not all.
What I'm proposing to add in the sentence last but one.
Could you please? It would be happy. Just write
it
down.
I'll just read it first, and then so that if it's accepted, we can sort it out. The Scientific Council congratulates the JINR Directorate for the successful realization of the idea of an all-Russia open lesson of the NICA project on 8 February and suggests its wider distribution in the English language. Or something to that effect. Or maybe simply suggests its wider distribution.
No, I see
that. So I would add, and suggest its wider distribution, because that's flexible and represents the, and then that would give the possibility of doing whatever. Yeah. So I'm suggesting, and suggests its wider distribution, full stop.
Victor, but you tell us that we can actually take it into Italian, Chinese,
yes.
German, what
yes,
have you.
Definitely. So, exactly.
Okay, well, now that it's there, is it necessary that I read it? I mean, okay, I'm glad to read, okay. Results of the seven-year plan for the development of JINR 2010 to 2016 and plans for 2017-2023. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the results of implementation of the seven-year plan for the development of JINR 2010-2016 and the plans of activities for 2017-2023 in the fields of particle physics and high energy heavy ion physics and information technology presented by the Vice Director and in the fields of low and intermediate energy nuclear physics with neutrons and condensed matter physics presented by Vice Director Itkis. The Scientific Council wishes the Directorate and the staff of JINR success in the realization of this ambitious plan aimed at constructing unique basic facilities, NICA, Xi Factory, Baikal, GFD, upgrading the existing facilities of JINR, integrating them into
the European and global research infrastructures, and eventually at accomplishing an extensive program of fundamental and applied research in the various fields of modern physics based on broad international cooperation. End of two.
I would cross out eventually. It's correct English, but to people who don't know English well enough, it sounds as if it's possible. It's likely, but eventual in English in this context means it's certain to happen. To people who do not English do not speak English well enough, it could mean that there's a certain hesitation about the possibility of reaching that goal. So I think we could do it without the eventually. To make it clear,
this is not in my pay grade to determine the correct English. I'm sorry. So
And my suggestion is to cross out eventually and at accomplishing an extensive. That's my suggestion.
Look at council. Don't look at me. I don't know.
What does the committee? What does the council think on this?
Okay, I think there is one more editing done. So
yeah, I'm not very persistent. I mean, this is not something which is that important. But I would make that.
I will ask colleague about it
to the English editing. Okay.
Okay, so that's approved. And number three, recommendations in connection with the PACS. The Scientific Council takes note of the recommendations made by the PACS at their meetings in January 2017, as reported at this session by Tsuya, chairperson of the PAC of Particle Physics, Levitovich, member of the PAC for Nuclear Physics, and Belov, Scientific Secretary of the PAC for Condensed Matter Physics. The Scientific Council proposes that the JINR Directorate takes these recommendations into account in preparing the JINR Topical Plan of Research and International Cooperation for 2018. So that's the preamble. Then particle physics issues. The Scientific Council joins the PAC for Particle Physics in appreciating the progress toward realization of the Nucleotron NICA project, including the successful commissioning of the linear accelerators of heavy ion HELAC, the preparations for the booster construction, the official start of the assembly and testing line for superconducting magnets, the progress in the civil construction work of the collider building, and the significant achievements in the nucleotron operation during the 53rd run, with a record duration of stable operation. A beam of polarized deuterium nuclei was accelerated for the first time after a hiatus of 15 years and was delivered to the experiment with a polarization up to 60% and an intensity up to 7 times 10 to the 8 ions. The Scientific Council notes the ongoing efforts of the MPD team on the preparation of the technical design reports and mass production of detector elements. It congratulates the MPD management for the progress in attracting new outside collaborations. The Scientific Council, beg your pardon?
No, you just wrote, you had it wrong.
But then I suggest what is helpful is if the text is wrong. The Scientific Council congratulates the team for the first successful run with a setup that included all subsystems. The Council shares the PAC's concern for the half a year delay in the project realization that resulted from the low availability of beam test and the lengthy internal tendering procedures. The Scientific Council appreciates the work accomplished by the detector advisory committees on the MPD and BM at N experiments in assisting the realization of the detectors. The Scientific Council appreciates the progress towards development of the COMET experiment, which is under preparation at the JPARC accelerator and is aimed at searching for muon to electron conversion. The participants from JINR have made important technical contributions by constructing a straw tube detector and by supplying and testing scintillating crystals for the comet calorimeter. The Scientific Council concurs with the PAC in encouraging the JINR team to also participate in the physics analysis. The Scientific Council takes note of the new project on JINR's participation in the fixed target NA64 experiment at the CERN SPS, the proposed contribution of JINR to NA64, an interesting project with high scientific potential, is the delivery and operation of a straw tube tracking detector with modest but adequate resources requested for the next 3 years. So maybe we stop here a moment, and if there are any comments about this part.
I feel myself personally asked to make this statement. I do not share the PAC's concern about a half-year delay. I would say the Council takes note of the PAC's concern. This is the fourth line from below on page 2. Because I think Victor made very clear that this will not happen again.
Is this what Council wants, or does it want to share? I think, Chairman, you have to discuss this.
So the final text would be, the Council takes note of the half-a-year delay, right? The Council takes note of the half-a-year delay.
Takes note of.
Okay.
That's all.
Should we put it in the text there, so that we know exactly what we're talking about? Are we able to edit that text?
No,
we're
not.
Just now.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Let me to say. First of all, maybe now understood what piece of information. I state that it's unworthy to. It's untruly to say that. Any delay connected with lengthy internal tendering procedure. It is not the opinion of Directorate, because there was some, of course, maybe some obstacles in dealing different groups and so, but let's say we have to stress that now tendering procedures are going very actively and very positive. Let's say a few years ago, let's say five or more, let's say six at least, there was no any tenders at all. So now, efficiency of spending is a very important stuff. So, and it is not, you see, it's maybe opinion of one of the part of this problem. Yes, and to put all, let's say, fault on the lengthy tendering process, it's not fair. So, and in fact, this never has been put in a attention of the Directorate. It was never analyzed in the full context. So it's for us problem. So after that, seeing that, I have, of course, to analyze it, but to put it in such a form would be unfair and do not work well.
Would you then want to put a full stop after the project realization, full stop, without explanation?
Yes, maybe.
Would that be a solution? Yeah. So with that, I mean, this is my proposal.
Italiani wants to say.
Okay.
Well, after after just this discussion, I would really support what Horst says. I mean, the PAC did voice a concern. We take note of the PAC's concern, but we cannot share it. And I think so. I would support what Horst was saying. The Council takes note of the PAC's concern. I mean, and not, that doesn't say that we share it or. We agree with it or not, but at
then
least...
We can still make the full stop after realization.
May I suggest that we take note and we we write down, and the annex and some unexpected lengthy tendering procedures. Unexpected, but it happened.
Well, I would again say, why don't we stop after realization, full stop? Because we don't really know what was going on. That's actually what Victor says. So we say we take note that PAC has a concern, that's fine, in a half-year delay in the project realization, full stop. And then we leave this last part, because it's not really known what was going on. Even Victor says he was not made aware.
We will analyze that situation so specifically. Like, for example, you remember how Scientific Council expressed worries about delay with construction of the building, experimental building for super heavy element factory. So, but it was also one of the, in fact, reasons was never tendering the previous year. So, but we it was necessary to manage to break a contract with all. It was not simple, because I will say you there are some reasons why it was not simple. But then by tendering we have chosen very strong firm, and now building is ready. So and etc. So, but we never discuss it such a way. You see,
well,
like
we don't want to put in writing that you break contracts, right?
Yes. How about it just makes it simpler to put a six-month delay rather than half a year. That's so the it looks like we have consensus on the following wording. The council. Oh, yeah, okay, please.
Well, there are two arguments given, and so when doing so, we also would erase the part about the availability of the beam, test beam. So we should be aware that we would not point to that, which is maybe more directly to the operation of the lab. So I would think we should not censor too much the PAC's opinion. That's
so, conclusion, you would leave the beam delay?
I would leave that part of the beam delay, because that's a real...
Okay.
I am speaking about the last paragraph of elementary particle.
Let's first do that sentence. Let's be done with the sentence before we go to the end of the paragraph, okay?
At the end, I did, because there are two issues, really. It's the PAC which stated the causes according to its opinion. We can stop after realization. We can say that according to PAC were caused, but I would like to know which the council has chosen, which way the council has chosen.
Well, I would like to inject. I did the job that Victor does for almost 10 years. Boris, say. There's no way that the PAC can know what are the internal origins of tendering or something. I'm not sure whether they really made a half-year investigation. So I really would trust, in this case, also Victor. I mean, how would you know what was really going on inside of this huge laboratory, in several different laboratories, actually? We from the outside, also the PACs from the outside, how can they really know? Probably they got some people who told them this was this or this or this or this. But where is really the facts? Is the PAC, and I have to just ask Itzhak, but he's gone.
We should have probably asked during the debate, during his presentation, but it was not done.
Okay. First to decide whether we want to have anything about the beam delay or not. Because we had that suggestion. Do we want to have anything about the beam delay or not? Who wants the beam delay in? Yeah, that's... well, what do we do then? We want... I understand that we... who's against the beam delay being in? Okay, so we would put the beam delay in, Right.
So we put a stop after test.
That resulted from the low availability of beam test. The full stop then would be after the word test. Is that correct?
You cannot do that because then you distort the PAX opinion. So since you are taking note, you cannot distort the PAX opinion.
You can say partially resulted, mainly resulted.
Losing track now. So when do we put the full stop? After the beam test? After the word test? Is that what we want? Please.
Excuse me, since we are cutting part of the interpretation of the PAC, my suggestion is to add something like which partly resulted in the from the low availability of the beam test. Full stop. Period.
I support it.
It resulted also? Is that what? Resulted also? Okay.
That resulted also from the low availability of beam test, period. Okay. Is that agreed?
Okay.
Is that agreed? Okay. So let me just read the sentence. The council takes note of the PAC of PAC's concern by the 6-month delay in the project realization that resulted also from the low availability of beam test. Is that accepted? Okay, I see nodding. And then we cross out and the lengthy internal tendering procedures gets crossed out. Okay? Okay. We're done. And now we go to the last sentence.
About the last paragraph. The Scientific Council takes note of the new project, etc., etc., and I am stopping with modest but adequate resources. It's somehow imprecise. What means modest but adequate? Maybe we will find another formulation of this. I don't know exactly what the things are about, so I don't have to propose other words, maybe some other paper.
That goes to the chair now.
Well, this was the PAC report. I can understand what is the spirit behind modest but adequate, but it's up to council to decide if it wants to do that. Again, it's a great question to have been asked to the PAC chairman.
Any comments on that?
Well, I would just support this with modest resources, period, and leave the adequacy to the directorate to decide. I mean, this comes during the propagation through the project. What is adequate? You cannot say it today. Whether it's a dollar or $1 million, who knows while the project is going.
So what you're suggesting is to cross out the words but adequate. What's the feeling on that?
Yes. And leave the...
Accepted?
Accepted.
Accepted. Okay, so we cross out the words but adequate in the last line of that paragraph.
May I ask for a comment of the previous topic which we discussed? So maybe just to... It's a good lesson. This discussion about this lengthy tendering procedures is a best example importance what we discussed before when we considered regulations for the General Program Advisory Committees. When we specially told that suggestion has to be directed not just chairman only, but also directorate, because Program Advisory Committee is a body of both Scientific Council and Directorate. And what we spent time, it was because this opinion was directed to the chairman without consulting with directorate. And so I read about that just sitting on a committee. So it's example how we have to work. We have to work both together. Otherwise, now there will be such a lengthy discussions whether we have to believe it or not. So it's unreasonable.
So what you're saying is that you should have seen the proposed text before having it discussed. Yeah, well, that's a valid observation.
Okay, so now we go to the nuclear physics issues. The Scientific Council takes note of the recommendation of the PAC for nuclear physics concerning the theme Physics of Light Mesons, in which significant results were obtained in the Spring Project and in the Triton and MEG experiments, in particular to extend the theme until the end of 2017 in order to complete all the studies and activities, to hear final reports on the results obtained in the MEG-PEN, more acronyms, experiments, to continue the Mu2 E-gamma search in the MEG-2 project, and to recommend that the DLNP Directorate provide funding for the multi-acronym project until the end of 2019. The Scientific Council appreciates the progress of construction of the factory of super-heavy elements and the installation of the DC-286 cyclotron and its major technological systems. In accordance with the schedule, the accelerator commissioning will start in December 2017. Implementation of such a tight schedule will require maximum concentration of financial and human resources of the Flerov laboratory. The Scientific Council recommends that the FLNR Directorate take all necessary measures to ensure the launch of the SHE factory as scheduled. A monitoring of the construction phase of the facilities through a more detailed evaluation of the key components of the SHE factory, namely the DC-208 cyclotron, including the ion source, the high power target and detection systems.
What is the verb?
I don't hear the...
What is the verb in this sentence?
What's the problem?
Okay. No, he wants a verb. He wants a construction phase of the facilities for a more detailed evaluation.
Нет глагола.
No, it looks... Maybe I don't see here the verb needed. But maybe it's recommended. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
After the full,
thank you.
Take the full stop is recommended. Yeah.
No, before the full stop. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Well, I would say change the. Full stop into a comma are recommended.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, next. Condensed.
I'm not done. I have a problem with the first paragraph. I think here I do not support the statement takes note. Here I said strongly supports the recommendation. Because basically when you read it, it's very clear that all these experiments are to be brought to an end, Misha. Strong recommendation to finish these experiments. That's what the PAC recommended. It's your PAC, so to say. And I think this is true. They have gotten a lot of data. They should analyze all the data and finish the effort. And then I would say for the GDHSPAS, whatever. For this, I think I would take note. Take note of the proposition of the PAC. Because I don't know whether we really should make a decision that the directorate has to provide funding. That is a decision of the directorate. I would take note of the recommendation of the PAC for this last sentence. Because in the first half of the paragraph you say this is it, very good, and then the second part is resource recommendation, and I'm not convinced that I would say this has to be done, because I'm not informed enough. So I would just say here, we take note of the recommendation of the PAC for the second part.
I think this is the question to Council. This
yes,
is
absolutely.
Not to me.
Boris just proposed to cut the sentence in the middle and then start a new sentence.
Will you provide the text? I'm not following this. Would you provide the text now?
There are two issues. One is how to formulate it, and I think that's not difficult. And the other is, does Council agree to what Hurst has said?
Could you suggest the exact wording so that we can follow it?
No problem. The Scientific Council recommends strongly that the laboratory follows the recommendations of the PAC for nuclear physics concerning the theme physics of light mesons, in which significant results were obtained in the Spring Project, the Triton and MEC experiments in particular. To extend this theme until the end of 2017, in order to complete all studies and activities, to hear final reports on the results obtained in MEC-PEN, PEN-NUC, and Triton experiments. Period. Period means full stop. And then the next sentence to start, Scientific Council takes note of the recommendation of the PAC for nuclear physics to continue, and so on. This way, it's not a recommendation of the council to continue and to provide more funding, but it's a taking note of the proposition of the PAC and leaving the decision to the lab management, who has the resources or does not have the resources. We don't know that.
Okay, I would suggest now that you put that in writing and put it to the chair so that we can all maybe work together.
You should ask Council if it agrees to that.
Well, that's the first question, yeah. Is that amendment agreeable to the Council? I see no protests. So I take it that it is agreed. And then we'd have to sit together and work the final text out. Okay.
Condensed metaphysics issues. The Scientific Council appreciates the scientific results achieved at IBR2 instruments in 2016 and notes their interdisciplinary character. It welcomes the recent instrumentation developments at the, I think not rector, but should be reactor, which will increase the quality and level of forthcoming studies, extend the research areas and provide more attractive conditions for the IBR2 user community. The Scientific Council is pleased with the progress of implementation of the FLNP user program at the IBR2 spectrometers and supports its further development. The Scientific Council welcomes initiated discussions on the development of a concept for a new neutron source of JNR to be used beyond 2032. Since the construction of a neutron source takes significant time, the Scientific Council finds it timely to consider a proposal for a new facility at the moment. At the same time, the Scientific Council shares the opinion of the PAC for condensed metaphysics on the urgency of addressing a number of issues, such as mobilizing a large scientific community, considering complementarity and competitiveness with other neutron sources to be available after 2032, both in Russia and elsewhere in Europe, clarifying ideas on the instruments and novel technologies to be used at the new source, and identifying the relevant user community, both at JINR and outside. The Scientific Council agrees with the PAC's recommendation that a proposal for the development of a new neutron facility be submitted to the Committee for Long-Term Strategy Planning, being currently established at JINR. Recognizing the scientific results in the field of information technology and the recent achievements in the development of the JINR educational program, the Scientific Council support the PAC's recommendation on continuation of these activities within the considered themes and projects as outlined in the PAC's report.
Any comments? Looks like we're okay, go ahead then.
Common issues. One of the reports at the meeting of the PAC for nuclear physics concerns the support of young scientists at JINR. The Scientific Council notes with interest the recommendations of this PAC and that the JINR Directorate should extend the training PhD program for all member states and associate member states, and that a postdoctoral fellowship program should be implemented at JINR in order to address the growth of early career researchers. The Scientific Council strongly supports the efforts of the JINR Directorate to support, it's really maybe too many supports, to support young sciences and wishes to hear a report on this subject at a future session. The Scientific Council appreciates the participation of the PACs in updating the governing regulations of the PACs and the evaluation procedures of projects submitted to the PACs. As a general comment, the Scientific Council is pleased with the increased interaction and coordination between the three PACs.
Any comments? None. Okay.
Reports by young scientists.
Again, to help Victor, add a half a sentence and recommends what Victor asked for, a good exchange also with the directorate or something.
I think we need a more precise wording then to decide whether we want it or not.
We said we are pleased with the...
General comment, the sign is pleased with the increase in action coordination between the three PACs and...
Please write, that would help.
No changes, yeah? No changes, okay.
He's taking time to write.
Ah, okay.
Suggestion is put in a comma, and then say, and the directorate.
Tell us exactly where we are.
We are at the last part that I read. I repeat, the Scientific Council appreciates the participation of the PACs. And that's the beginning. And then the last sentence there is, as a general comment, the Scientific Council is pleased with the increased interaction and coordination between the three PACs and the directorate. But I don't know, are you pleased or do you want to be pleased? I think here you want to be pleased. You're not pleased.
I think this is enough way of saying what
you want.
Okay, so and the directorate is accepted. Is accepted.
Make sure that
okay.
Reports by young scientists. The Scientific Council appreciates the following reports by young scientists which were selected by the PACs for presentation at this session. Multimedia educational resources, Charmonion-like states at COMPASS, fusion reactions with light, neutron-rich nuclei, a pathway to synthesize new heavy elements. Simulation of radiation damage to different neurological structures with acronym toolkit. And thanks the speakers, and you have the list of speakers. The Scientific Council welcomes similar reports in the future.
Okay, I would just add, before thanks the speakers, I would add thanks the respective speakers, because the names of the speakers go with respect of the to the title, so it's a minor thing. So, and thanks the respective speakers. Agreed? Okay, no protests. Okay,
Section 4, membership of the PACs. As proposed by the JINR Directorate, the Scientific Council appoints, and you have Levitovich as chairperson of the PAC for nuclear physics for a term of 3 years. The Scientific Council also appoints Hall Wilton as a new member of the PAC for condensed metaphysics for a term of 3 years. The Scientific Council thanks the outgoing member, Cecucci, for his successful work as a member of the PAC for particle physics. End of section 4. 5. Regulation for the JNR PACs. The Scientific Council takes note of the amendments to the regulation for the JNR Program Advisory Committees presented in detail by Chief Scientific Secretary Usakovich. An updated version of the regulation provides an extended description of the PAC functions, enabling the PACs to establish their operating procedures and develop specific methods of the evaluation of projects. The revised regulation also encourages the PACs to appoint one or two of its members to perform continuous monitoring of a specific project, allowing the PAC members to carry out the evaluation of projects by means of electronic communications, and includes a number of minor corrections suggested by the JINR Directorate and PACs. The Scientific Council approves the amended text of this document, Appendix 1. No, Section 6. Scientific report. The Scientific Council highly appreciates the report, status of the FAIR project at the end of 2016, and prospects for the FAIR JNR Corporation, and thanks JNR Deputy Director Boris Sarkov for his informative presentation. Based on the report FAIR schedule, the Scientific Council emphasizes the need for a timely and successful completion of the NICA project with broad international cooperation. This will nicely enable complementarity among the projects.
I'm having my doubts about the nicely. The principle is no sex in physics. Nicely is sort of sex in physics.
Well, you see here a French. You see a French influence. So
I would delete the word nicely. Any objections?
You can suppress nicely.
Okay, section 7, awards and prizes. The Scientific Council congratulates Professor Didak on the award for the Diploma Honorary Doctor of JNR in recognition of his outstanding contribution to the advancement of science and the education of young scientists. The Scientific Council congratulates Professor Budagov on the award of the, and here pronounced please correctly, a prize for the development and construction of a unique laser metrology system for measuring the angular oscillation of the Earth's surface. The Scientific Council approves the jury's recommendation on the award of the Pontecorvo Prize to a group of authors, including, and you have here the whole group, for their outstanding contributions for the study of neutrino oscillation phenomenon and the measurement of the Theta-1-3 mixing angle in the Dia Bay Reno and T2K experiments. The Scientific Council approves the jury's recommendation on the award of JNR annual prizes for best papers in the field of scientific research, instruments and methods, and applied research, Appendix 2.
I'll just take out the, there's a, in the word experiments, it's followed by the, you know, interpunction sign, which has to be taken out. But that's a minor thing.
Ah, okay. But did it open anywhere?
Yeah, because it's not open.
It's not opened anywhere, okay. Okay, now, no comments. So we go to 7. We have the election of the co-chairman of the Scientific Council. The Scientific Council re-elected you, Waligorsky, as co-chairman of the Scientific Council until the completion of the current membership of the Scientific Council, March 2018. Election, is there a comment on that? We go to 9.
The number of the session, I think, is
there's no number.
number of the session is 123rd or 122? Coming session in September.
Would you read that?
But where is the number written? I don't see it. No, we are not there yet. You're in the future. You're in the future. Yes. Okay, we go then to 9. Elections and announcement of vacancies in the directorates of JINR laboratories. The election of the director of the Bogolyubov Laboratory of Theoretical Physics took place at the session. Since none of the candidates has obtained the required majority of votes, the Scientific Council has decided to announce new elections for this position to be held at the next session of the Scientific Council in September 2017. The Scientific Council announces the vacancies of positions of the Director of the Frank Laboratory for Neutron Physics and of the Director of the Laboratory of Information Technologies. The elections for these positions will take place at the, and here there's a question about the number.
Yeah.
This was, it should be 122. 123 is okay. 123 session of the Scientific Council in February 2018. Yeah, it's not in September. Yeah, that's it. Okay, any
a minor correction. In the second sentence, since none of the candidates has obtained, I would put had obtained, because that's it's been done in the past. So I would suggest, since none of the candidates had obtained, and then of course in the second has decided, that's okay, because it's a sequence of times. You first have to have one, and then there's the other. It's a minor point. Please.
It's not to the text, but we never had an occasion to discuss about or make a comment to the procedure. I would very much support what was...
Yeah, please go back then, but tell us exactly where.
It's not to directly to here, but we have never discussed or had an occasion to say it to the election procedure. I very much think it's good to have a discussion with about the candidates, but normally this should be done in a closed session. And I wanted just to make this remark when...
Yeah. I understand, but I was wondering whether we want to put that detail in, depending on what the council feels about this. Does the council want an additional explanation of that at that stage?
Well, I think we can't report it because it didn't happen till now. But it happened now, so...
No, I said, my comment is not for the resolution, but we had never an occasion to make this remark, so I wanted just to make the remark.
It's an advice for the next organizing of the next meeting.
We may include or not include in this protocol, but I think we understand that we have to work out, and our Chief Secretary of Council already took it as a necessary job, to work out the procedure, taking into account also necessity to have a discussion in a closed session without, in the absence of that, also, and maybe introduce such a condition that it cannot be repeated. So anyway, there has to be result obtained. So if not achieved majority for anybody, maybe to, after additional discussion, repeat, etc., but we have to have result. Otherwise, we, of course, delay for 1.5 years, so it is, of course, it's awful. So. And I think we will have, and we have to approve that next session before start voting again.
But that would not go into this text, it would go into the regulations, yeah? Okay. So, if the council agrees on that, we can continue. Yeah?
Okay. In memory of Ofsat Abdinov and Walter Greiner, the Scientific Council deeply regrets the sad loss of Professor Abdinov, Azerbaijan, member of the JINR Scientific Council during 2009 till 2016, and Professor Walter Greiner, chairperson of the JINR PAC for nuclear physics during 2007 to 2016, who made outstanding contributions to the development of JNR and its international cooperation.
Okay. Any questions? No questions.
Okay, now comes actually a part which I have a problem with, but I don't know, from the point of view of the 222 session of this council will be held on 21 to 22 September, and I think it coincides with Rosh Hashanah. I think I would have a problem with that. I don't know what the flexibilities are.
Do you want to open the discussion on the date?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have heard already about your problem, and another proposal could be 18-19. It's just the beginning of the same week. It's not. There is no overlap with our meetings as well. So, if it could be possible, please shift to 18-19. It's Monday, Tuesday, the same week.
Is that agreeable to the council? 18th and 19th of December. Any problems? So do we change the date to 18th, 19th, as suggested by Chairman?
September.
So 18th and 19th of September stands.
I cannot. I will be in Erivan on a meeting at Erivan.
Okay, you work out the date.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So what's the
if there is a special
thing. Not exposure.
So 19-20. How about 19-20? Hello, is that okay, 19-20?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, so how about 19-20? Who's against? Yeah. Are you okay? So, 18-19, yes? 18, is that color okay?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So, we fixed it at 18th and 19th. No, wait a minute. That's Monday, Tuesday.
Monday, Tuesday, yes.
Is that okay?
Yes,
okay.
Thank you for this accommodation.
Yes. It's finished.
So that ends the text, yeah? We're done. We have to now, what's the procedure now? Do we sign this? We have to work out.
I think I have to go to Oleg. I have to introduce the changes and then the three persons written there. You are one of them, Victor is another, Usakovich is another, Nikolai, they have to all sign it.
Not that we all have to sign it, it's just the few of us, so we can do it, yeah?
Well, I'm not involved, actually. The signature is, or the three of you are the signature.
Okay, so...
Dear colleagues, so really, I'm very... deeply grateful to all of you, all members of our Scientific Council, for very active work, and especially to our highly respected chairman, Professor Michel Oligorsky, who made a great job, you see, and took responsibility for the next year, until the year of rotation of whole our Scientific Council. Also, of course, great thanks to editorial board and its heavy work, let's say, for formulating a resolution of our Scientific Council and, of course, our election board, so for his work, for election of directors of laboratory physical physics, which hasn't resulted but mistaken, taken, because we never faced with such a situation, so, but it's a life became more rich by it. So, thank you, everybody, and thank you. Our guest who took participation in our meeting, so, and I think all of us very grateful to Scientific Council
of secretary of secretary of Scientific Council, all its colleagues, so especially our ladies who made their job. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you.